Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Friday's amongst us best day of the week. I'll get that in the first time for 2021.
Yeah, you are the first one. It doesn't feel the same in the COVID world, though, does it? It's not like the weekend suddenly opens up a broad range of opportunities for you to go and enjoy yourself. It's sort of much of a muchness, as we said.
Well, we're not in lockdown, so we still have a bit of sort of Fridays amongst us here.
Oh, OK. Well, as long as you're happy, that's the main thing.
I mean, you can't go out for a drink or a meal or anything, but at least you can go outside and jump around.
Okay. Do you often go outside and jump around?
Always.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure the neighbours appreciate that.
Well, when I'm outside, they don't care. If I jump around inside, they're a bit more worried. But
I can imagine.
Okay, markets brushed aside Wednesday's shocking scenes of the Capitol building. US markets closing at record highs.
Yeah, exactly right. Equities remained positive. Yesterday, investors refused to be unnerved by the surge in coronavirus figures, the disturbing protests in the US Capitol, or even weakening momentum in the US labour market, preferring to focus on expectations a blue wave will lead to an expansion of the stimulus package, re-establish corporate credit, Main Street and municipal lending facilities. And the vaccine rollout will lead to a rebound in economic activity. The S&P 500 is up 1.5%. NASDAQ, strong performance, good bounce back there, up 2.5%. Should set us up for a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling a FTSE up 33 points. DAX over in Frankfurt, 108 points. CAC 40 in Paris, up 39 points.
The blue wave sounds like a hairdo, doesn't it, really?
1970s ladies' hairdo.
Like a blue rinse.
Yes.
Is that still popular?
Not that I'm aware of, but it's not a group I tend to mix with too often.
Right, now have you been asked to look after the nuclear football for the next 10 days?
I haven't, to be honest with you, but it's an interesting turnaround coming through from President Trump, isn't it? If you look at the tone of the latest video, it's in stark contrast to what we're seeing the day before. The reason for that? Well, perhaps a change of mind, or perhaps fearing that 25th Amendment could have come into play, which clearly would have been a stain on his record. So, listen, I think we will see the transfer of power in some sort of fashion take place in a less dramatic fashion than was probably perceived a couple of days ago.
I would suggest to you that it's more in keeping with his desire not to be kicked off Twitter.
The most important thing, rather than the integrity of the presidency, you mean?
Yeah, a few wags were tweeting yesterday saying he's been kicked off Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, but he's still allowed to be in control of the nuclear football.
Yes, I like it.
All right, so let's move to this side of the pond. Eurozone inflation slipping into negative territory.
Yeah, Eurozone inflation remained in negative territory in December, came at minus 0.3%. Core inflation held steady at a record low of 0.2%. Downward pressure from energy eased slightly over the course of the month, was offset by a decline in food prices. In terms of the outlook, low base effects of oil prices should start to unwind from March. Germany's VAT rate cut comes to an end next month, but underlying price pressures certainly remain very weak. Beyond the seasonal and technical factors, if you look at inflation expectations, likely to remain subdued due to weakness in labour markets and household disposable income. We think Eurozone inflation will average just 0.4% this year, of course well below that 2% target, keeping pressure on policymakers to maintain an accommodative stance even if activity picks up as the vaccine allows activity to normalise.
Right, US non-farm payroll numbers out today. The figures haven't been published yet, but it doesn't look that good, does it?
No, I don't think so. Economic momentum in the US, of course, has slowed in recent weeks as tighter restrictions has impeded activity, particularly in the all-important service sector. What to expect? We think payrolls declined by 50,000. That would bring an end to the seventh consecutive months of employment gains that have totaled 12.3 million. Look for the unemployment rate to rise by 0.1% to 6.8%. Average hourly earnings to rise by 0.2% month on month. 2021, I think, will be a year of recovery for the US economy as consumer spending rebounds. Activity is supported by that overwhelming monetary and increased fiscal support. Result is that companies are likely to be rehiring workers. So we think the unemployment rate will continue to fall during the course of this year. In fact, finishing at 5%, that compares to the pandemic peak of 14.7% in April, but still higher than the 3.5%, of course, pre-pandemic rate.
Yeah, a lot of people are still struggling to come to terms with the fact that the markets are all at record highs. I mean, we're in a pretty desperate situation. I know stock markets look into the future, but is it truly reflective of the world we're living in at the moment?
Well, it's an optimistic view of the world that we're living in at the moment. The belief is, of course, that the virus will be arrested by the rollout of the vaccine, that activity will rebound, and that, of course, these very accommodative stance by policymakers, the aggressive fiscal packages, the ultra-low interest rates, and ramped up with a healthy dose of quantitative easing will create a backdrop that we'll see a strong recovery during the course of this year. We expect global growth of around 5.5%. So that is, I think, reflected in the markets. But it's partly reflecting, of course, that interest rates will remain much lower for longer than people have been anticipating. So where do you put your money to generate a return? Increasingly, that means, of course, equity markets, because you're certainly not getting much from fixed income.
Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, Bitcoin is the other alternative. Bitcoin is at $38,000, something around that this morning. I think it broke through the $1 trillion mark, actually, yesterday. To the value, if you can put it in those very loose terms when it comes to cryptocurrencies, but the value of the Bitcoin in circulation apparently hitting the $1 trillion mark, which sounds quite incredible, doesn't
it? I don't know about a new set of teeth. I think Craig's going to start buying up property in Monaco at this rate.
I don't know if Craig really is that linked into the cryptocurrency space, but he has been talking about it in the past, of course.
So the virus will be arrested.
Well, you know, to a certain extent. But
maybe it can share a cell with Donald Trump.
We'll have to wait and see. And there's, I saw how long it lasts, this vaccine, is the other question, isn't it? Because I think one of the drugs bosses was talking yesterday, saying, well, it lasts 2 years, was actually longer than some of the other ones. So it's not something that's going to be disappearing. You know, it's not a case of one or two jabs and that's the end of the problem. This is going to be an ongoing process, and particularly mutations and various surges is something we'll perhaps have to live with for many years to come.
Talking of sharing a cell, see, Boeing's had its collar felt by the US Justice Department.
Truly has. Boeing will pay more than $2.5 billion in fines and compensation, $500 million set aside for crash victim fund, $1.8 billion compensation for the airlines. This after reaching, as you say, a settlement with the US Department of Justice over two plane crashes that killed 346 people, led to the grounding of its 737 MAX jetliner. Settlement means Boeing will avoid prosecution over fraud conspiracy charges related to the plane's flawed design. Boeing had already set aside $1.8 billion. We'll take another $734 million charge against fourth quarter earnings. 737 MAX, to remind you, was grounded back in March 2019, not lifted actually until November 2020. The grounding of the planes, the investigation, and the fixes to rectify those design flaws are estimated to have cost Boeing something close to $20 billion.
And Elon Musk, come on down.
The world's richest man, isn't he? I can't remember the figure. I did see a headline. Is that $185 billion? Is that the number?
That's
we're
it,
talking
yeah,
about?
Give or take a billion or two each way.
That's good, isn't it? So, the value of Tesla continues to rise quite dramatically. Real question mark, of course, as to whether it deserves that valuation. It's obviously become a very valuable car company, but you can't really consider it in the simple framework of a car manufacturer. You've got to believe it's a revolutionising technology company to be worth that sort of levels, and we'll find out whether it deserves such lofty expectations.
And he said he's going to spend half his money on helping problems on Earth and the other half on establishing a self-sustaining city on Mars to ensure continuation of life of all species.
Well, I mean, you have to admire in some ways that thought, isn't it? I mean, when you realise that you're bigger than the planet that you're operating on at the moment and need to find a new space, it does show you that entrepreneurial spirit is running pretty high.
I think Sarah might volunteer a dog to go into Mars with Elon Musk.
And
it did a whoopsie
problems?
On the neighbour's carpet the other day.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like that.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, you two are not great neighbours, are you, when you think about it?
Why? What have I done?
Well, you know, you're very loud and a bit, you know, aggressive with your thoughts on how the neighbourhood should be run, and Sarah's basically antisocial.
That's not very nice.
I think that sums it up quite well.
All right, foreign exchanges.
Pound against the pound against the dollar 135 and a half this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.22. Going to get 1 euro 10.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
So another weekend of lockdown coming up. What have you got planned? Bit of golf on the TV. I think there's some golf going on in Hawaii, isn't there?
Yeah. I'm so bored of it. Walking in the woods with the children, we're allowed to do, I think, one element of exercise, so we'll try and do that, and hunker down as always.
Yeah, you won't be able to drink because you've been told to get off the bottle, haven't you? So
dry January, of course. Gave up on that about 3 days ago.
Right, thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
Speak to you on Monday. Hank Potts and Barclays.